I wish I'd met you 30 years ago.
Oh, look, what do they say? I know it's cliche, but it's true. Better late than never, Kylie.
Yep. Oh, look, I'm making up for lost time because since I joined on Thursday, I'm now at the start of module four. I've booked my money date with my bestie already. I've already set up my budget. Some of the things I'd already done off my own bat. I am one of those painful people that have about 13 sub accounts because I can for my individual ongoing bills, but that's a strategic call on my part because I'm doing shopping and I'm holding the buggers to account. So
Yep.
I'll probably change it to the four in time.
That's okay, Kylie. I think I do say in there, look, if you've got a system, I'm not coming in and saying, oh, you're not to do that. I'm not a school teacher.
Yeah.
I'm just sort of, it's a suggestion. It's probably more generalized for everyone. But if
Yeah.
you've got a system that works and it works
Yes.
for you and it allows you to stay all over your, dare I say, budget,
Yeah.
you stick to what works for you.
Yeah. So, my question, I wasn't sure if it was a strategic or more a Thursday night thing. I think it's a bit of both. Is I got to the when I was going through
Talking about the goals.
the goals, I was like, you can have a lot of goals, and I really hear you on the value side of it and linking that. The penny really dropped there. I have been working on myself for the last couple of years or so with another group I've been involved with who are very big on mindset, but it's a property kind of one. And I thought, oh, my goals change all the time. And then I'm like, what kind of goals? Like, I don't know what sort of goals. I because I have a tendency, I will get so many different goals going, I'll get lost. And
Yes, I know the
I'm
feeling.
sort of like, maybe I'll just head on through the program and then sort of come back to it and gradually fill that back in.
In the program, as you know, there's it's separated between work and career, personal, family, financial. Do you remember going through those?
I did gloss over it because I think it was late. I was in the middle of the night when I was going through. I just couldn't stop. I had to keep going. I was just going module after
Understand.
module. But then I kind of got stuck on that one because I thought that needs some thought. And I have had thoughts in the past, but I guess I'm not sure where do I put the realistic versus not wanting to cap the dreams.
What do you mean? Tell me, what do you mean by that, Kylie?
Well, I've got a vision board about that I did in my other group. They encouraged us to do. So I've got goals built into that, but I guess there are a lot of those along more the long term, and I feel like I probably need some short term. But I don't know. I'm overthinking it. I know it. It's one of my not faults, but I'm a data analyst by trade. My brain just goes 100 miles an hour. I can't help it. I was the kid, I came out of the closet for liking maths, realizing most people hate it. You're probably the same if you're an accountant. I grew up not realizing that most people don't like maths until I was older, and then I was getting teased for doing well at maths.
I love math. I love it. I still love it. Not because I'm an accountant, because I did applied science before accounting. So I really ended up in a science degree. But anyway, that's a long story. Good for you for loving math. Kylie, I get what you're saying because I tend to go too much as well, and I need to rein myself in. So I
Yes.
guess the best thing, get to money dates because I know Taryn and Anise are really going to be able to help you with this because this is more their area. Got me here, and it's lovely to see your beautiful face. So what's going to come from me is this: the way I approached it and how I built it, I found that I needed goals that were innately inside me that made me happy. And in order for me to find that, I had to really dig deep and understand my values and what made me tick and what
Yeah.
made me happy. And when I found I chased things that just something, when you feel off where there's it's not congruent with you, but you see everybody else do it and you think, well, there's something wrong with me, and
Yeah.
there's nothing wrong, it's just not for you.
Yeah.
So what I really, I guess the crux of that particular lesson and module and all the the worksheets and everything is really about make sure it is what is at your very core, what is who you are, what your not negotiables are, what's important to you, and try not to think of it from a financial perspective at this point.
It's
Just
the
do you, and keep bringing yourself back, because when there's when sometimes when there's distress in your life and you feel kind of torn a little bit and you don't really, because we're so busy all the time, subconsciously we're not aware. When you actually stop and drill down into certain times where you're feeling off, it's usually because you're doing something that is working against your values.
That makes sense. Oh, you've just frozen a
It's
little bit.
like, oh, something doesn't feel right here. But what I want you to be able to do is really dig deep into those values, and don't overthink it. Don't edit it. Don't, I'm not going to mark it. No one's going to look at it. Purely for you. Unedited, dump it out of your head. Keep coming back to it if you have to. Some things take time, Kylie. It's not a, you're not a robot. You are human. You may need to come back to it a few times. If some of the worksheets aren't exactly your mojo and fit in with you, do what you can. Elaborate a little bit. Write down the goals important, and like with family and with your job and career and with your health and well-being, and then you'll find a lot of those things to achieve some of those things of wanting to, be independent, wanting to provide for family or whatever. Most things have a financial, and that's where this program comes in to give you the ability to be able to create that financial reality that allows you to live your life according to your.
And that makes sense. I think I definitely was overthinking it. One of my big inspirations, one of my whys, and I'll probably get emotional here, is I have a 10-year-old niece. Now, she's very special because we lost her mum when she was a baby. And I'm her mother figure. And I'm really determined. And she's 10 now. She's at that age where she's starting to put the pieces of the puzzle together about the value of money. So I realize one of my opportunities, one of my honors, is to expose her to this information so early that by the time she gets her first payback, whether it be McDonald's or whatever, she's going to be running. She's not, and she's got that personality where she gets it. So the goals around her are going to be super easy.
You
I think
are an
I've been overthinking
inspiration.
it and just
You
needed that.
are an inspiration, Kylie. That is beautiful. That's beautiful. Make sure you do. And you can mentor her through this.
Well, the funny thing is, and I still can't believe this, so she's very self-aware. She already cooks for me. Auntie, you're not eating enough. Can I whip you up something? When she was 8? Anyway, she says, oh, she got all B's for her last semester. And she said, and that's quite good. We don't push her, my brother and I. But we had a staycation in the city over the holidays, and we're sitting down to a meal. And at that age, you never know what you're going to get. And I started to get the adult BB. And she said, Auntie, I want to do better at maths because maybe one of the things I want to be is a doctor. I'm not sure yet, chef or doctor. Can you help me? And
Oh,
I
wow.
was like, wow, like a 10-year-old asking for maths tutoring. I said, oh, you want me to tutor you? Because she knows maths is one of my strengths. That I find that really encouraging. But more important to me is that what you teach to get that into a 10-year-old brain and start doing those drops is, then I don't have to worry about her then if I can pass that on to her somehow.
Make sure you do. I mean, you're doing your role modeling for a start, and you're sharing information and guiding her. It doesn't get better than that. I wish I knew this stuff at the age of 10. Like, imagine if we taught all of our children, boys, girls, it doesn't matter. Money is across everything. Imagine if we taught all our kids from, let's say we started at the age of 10, I don't know, and every single kid just got the basic foundation. and
I
understand
mean, it's
can you
hard to battle
imagine
one,
what
isn't
the
it?
world would look like?
Is giving them that empowerment mindset is like that's the thing that really drew me to you and your pop-ups. It was the right time for me. But yeah, it's like it's pretty wow stuff. The opportunity to pass it on to that super young generation, they're just ready to start soaking this stuff in, is pretty amazing. For me, this program is not a cost. There's no cost here. This is pure investment, far cheaper than going to uni. It'll only like less than the cost of two uni subjects. I mean, come on, like it's a no-brainer. Anyway, that's my
Absolutely,
take.
Susan. So, and the thing with your niece is that she loves you and trusts you.
We are getting you freezing a little. Oh,
All
there you are.
there in front of her, so it's
Yeah.
beautiful. It's a beautiful thing. Thank you for sharing that, Kylie, and it's lovely to meet you.
And thank you for putting on this program. Like, thank you for bothering, because I'm sure you don't need to. This is obviously a passion piece, and I'm sure a lot of people feel this way. Like, just thank you for bothering. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to change my life. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
No bother at all, Kylie. It's actually when you say you don't have to, yes, I do. I have to. I feel I don't feel I have a choice. Yeah, it's always been in my
From the
DNA.
soul, but financially, it's not a need. This is something that comes from inside.
Thank you, Kylie. It's a
Welcome.
pleasure. Lovely to meet you.
Ditto.
Bye, darling. Isn't she beautiful?